Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got an incredible program lined up for you today. Wow. You're not going to want to miss a minute of it. Dr. Paul Thomas joins us, bottom of hour number two. Dr. Paul had his medical license suspended in Oregon for helping children that were experiencing negative results from taking the injection. For saving kids' lives, the Oregon Medical Board decided, you can't have your medical license. We'll talk to Dr. Paul about that. Top of the next hour, Congressman Byron Donalds joins us. For some reason, Mr. Donalds is not black enough to join the Black Congressional Congress. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that he loves America and character is more than the color of your skin. I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. He'll be with us top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour, Wayne Allen Root, War, is with us. Omicron, that's the new one. And Pocum China Joe is talking about more vaccine mandates, more shutdowns, more business closures, more control. They're talking about, literally, if you travel outside of the country, say you go to, Mexico, or go up to Canada and come back, they're going to lock you up for a week. And if you won't do it voluntarily, then they're going to stick you in some kind of a concentration camp. I am not making this up. It sounds like something out of a crazy movie. Well, when we get done with this first segment, you're going to think the rest of this is just child's play. If you have not seen the documentary introduction to mind pollution, you need to. I have been telling folks on this program for years about the LGBTQ agenda, about its assault on our children. And folks, everything that I told you, Phil Robertson had it right. Okay. He just asked a simple question about anatomy. This piece doesn't belong in this piece, and why these people would be attracted to that end doesn't make any sense. But they're forcing it on our kids. My next guest was a high-level representative for an organization that is a part of the sexualization of our kids, Planned Parenthood. She is now an outspoken activist trying to wake parents up. Monica Leo Klein joins me. We're talking mind pollution. Her website is monicakline.com. Monica, welcome. Did I overstate anything that I said there?
No, not necessarily. I do want to clarify, though, I was mentored by Planned Parenthood, never employed by them, but okay. Worked alongside them for over 10 years and knew them very well, yes.
Talk to me about that mentoring process, and talk to me about what you witnessed relative to their influence on our children and their goal. Because I believe her name is Carol, the gal that used to have the big abortion clinic up here, up in Dallas.
Oh, Carol Everett.
Yes.
Carol Everett.
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. And she, puts out books and has written books and has showed how even in, pre-K, they were starting to work to manipulate girls to have abortions, hopefully by the time they were 11 was the first one, the aim of the first one, according to Carol. But talk to me about your experience, please.
Yes, well, it's a very similar experience, and she's correct about that. Sex education is incredibly important to the abortion industry. It is what grooms children to dehumanize themselves with one another, and then it's a natural next step for them to dehumanize a preborn child through abortion. So it's a cycle of behavior that Planned Parenthood is teaching our children. And that's something that I learned in my 10 years in working with them. I know some people are thinking, why did it take you so long? Well, I didn't know truth. I went into this as an HIV specialist right out of college.
Okay.
It was in the 90s, and HIV was something that people were really scared of, and I wanted to do my part to help people avoid getting the HIV virus. What I didn't realize is what I was going to be taught. And so within a month of working at this HIV organization, which was also a gay organization, so it was also mentored by the gay community and taught, you know, by them and trained by them, within a month they sent me over to Planned Parenthood because they wanted me to learn how to talk to children about sex. And so they identified Planned Parenthood as the leader in that. And as soon as I sat down with the director of health education, and she just gave me a one-on-one training and became my mentor, she really emphasized that I needed to view children as, and literally this is her quote, she said, Monica, when you go into a classroom full of children, I want you to imagine that they've done anything and everything when it comes to sex, and if they haven't, they will. And it's your job as a sex educator to teach them about every possible sexual activity and how to reduce their risk, which she names using condoms and coming to Planned Parenthood at any age.
Wow. Monica, you're a little muffled. If you could come in and speak up just a little bit, because everything you're saying is so critically important. I want to make sure my audience hears all of it, please.
Sure. Hopefully this is louder. I'll speak louder.
Yes.
So she let me know that girls as young as 9 years old were coming into the clinic. My first reaction was to say, well, obviously these girls are too young. They're coming in for abortions. They have diseases. They have objects in their body. This sounds like abuse. They're in situations that are high risk for them. That was my first reaction, not knowing the truth of God at the time. That was still my first reaction. And she said, no, dear, these girls are doing this voluntarily. This is what they want. And it would be judging of you to teach them not to have sex or to avoid those situations. It's our job to meet them where they're at and teach them how to do everything safer. So that was their mentality. They
9 years old. Nine years old, and they are supposed to be actively involved in having sexual relations, and they have made the decision at 9 years old that they want to have sex.
That is their view, their philosophy, and it's all based on obviously sin, but what it's really based on are the unethical research of Alfred Kinsey, who is someone that they continue to tell me, in both in the gay community and Planned Parenthood, that they hailed Alfred Kinsey as their hero. And if you were to read his research, it's incredibly unethical. I won't get into it right now, but it's incredibly unethical. And through his fraudulent research of torturing children, he came to the conclusion that children are sexual from birth. And so really, it's his research that really changed the laws of this country, changed the way we educate our children in our schools about sex, and really introduced all of that into the culture, which really pushed that sexual revolution that we saw, you know, back 60s and 70s. And so all of this is their belief, and their belief system is that children are sexual from birth and have sexual rights. And so, Pastor Greg, when you think about human rights, you think there has to be an oppressor. You know,
right.
There's always an oppressor with human rights. So when they say that children have rights to sexual pleasure, to be sexually active, who is the population of people who would keep children from having sex? Well, it's the parents. Parents would do that. So by saying that children have sexual rights to sexual pleasure, they're automatically saying that it's parents who are the oppressors. And that is one thing that Planned Parenthood taught me in all of my years with them, is that they would always tell me at work stops that I would run for them is that parents are a barrier to service. And they wanted to eliminate the parent. And we're seeing that in our laws today. The very reason that that Planned Parenthood is able to financially, you know, give these girls all the services that they do and confidentially without parents knowing is through federal grants.
Right.
Title 10.
Right.
Title 10, you're supposed to be of childbearing age. Usually people think of that as 12, but even someone as young as 12 should not be going to a Planned Parenthood clinic or to any clinic by themselves without their
right.
parents.
Right.
But, you know, so this is being supported by federal funding.
Okay, I want to jump into to two things that you've mentioned. One, you said that they believe that children, because I've read some of Kinsey's stuff and it's horrific, folks. He experimented on babies, trying to get babies to have orgasms. That was what he did to torture.
It was torture.
Children. Yes. Okay. And the other and what's crazy about this too to me is here they are saying that these babies are sexual at birth, but they want to kill that baby too. They want to end that baby's life. So here they are bringing in 9-year-olds to try to get them to kill the baby that's inside of them. That as soon as it's born, they believe they want to control through sexual rights. That's sick.
And then on top of that, Pastor Greg, they're now also destroying our children by convincing them that they're not actually the gender, their biological gender. So then by giving them, and Planned Parenthood does this as well, by giving them these cross-sex hormones to stop their puberty, they're stopping their development. Their brains don't develop properly. Their bones don't develop properly. They're destroying these children and castrating them chemically by giving them these hormones. And so, you know, when I sit back and I think about what is going on here, it's really the enemy of this world. It really is the devil, because he hates God. He hates God's creation of humanity, of male and female, of marriage and family. And so by doing this through abortion, killing off family and children and destroying us that way, by then, for those who are living, then he begins to destroy them through sex education and through this transgender movement. Anything to destroy the family.
And that's the piece of dehumanization that you talked about at the very onset, is that they view these children, they'd say, that they are, they're not true humanity. And the only one that says that we're not humanity, that we are animals, really, that comes directly out of the mouth of the devil. Because God said that he created man and only man in his image, that we are unique and fearfully and wonderfully made. We're going to take a quick break, Monica. Don't go anywhere. When we come back, I want to talk to you in terms of if you're speaking to someone and you're trying to share this truth with them and they are, you know, enraptured with the whole Planned Parenthood mindset at this point in time, what do you say? How do you approach that person? Because obviously we want to wake people up, but we also want to help to get those educated that need the education. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-8255.
830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I want to give you this scripture just as a point of reference. And I come back to it quite frequently because it fits. Psalm 94:16 says, "Who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity?" You know, when Jesus was ministering and the children came and his disciples tried to pull the kids away, he was like, come, bring those kids right over here to me. And then he gave a warning to those that would cause harm to any one of his precious children. A millstone hung around their neck, and a result worse than what happened to those in Sodom and Gomorrah. I mean, he's serious about the kids and about childlike children's innocence. You have to have faith of a child is one of the keys to understanding and having that relationship with our Lord. Monica, what you're doing is so important, and I thank you. I just want to publicly say that I thank you for stepping out and taking on this fight. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel very compelled by God to do this. He took me out of that career, saved my son, saved me. So I must obey. I must do what he's asking me to do. Not easy, but this is an important topic. You know, I know that, you know, during the break we talked a little bit, and people are wondering, you know, how do we address this? You know, yeah. What are the arguments? Why is this happening in our schools? And there are a lot of answers as to why it's happening. But, you know, there's some main points that people are saying. Well, we need this kind of sex education because children who have same-sex attraction, part of the LGBTQ community, you know, they need inclusivity. You know, that key word that everyone's using now. They need this sex education. And here's the point that I made at a press conference in Austin, Texas, when we were combating the sex education in Austin ISD. I looked right into these mothers' faces who had children who identified as, you know, having same-sex attraction. And these women also identified with the homosexual community. And they were very angry at all of us for having this press conference. But I looked at them in their eyes and I said, you know what? This sex education is incredibly graphic. And just because your child identifies with same-sex attraction does not mean that they should be exposed to graphic sex material. It doesn't mean that they should be sexualized at such a young age. They also deserve to be protected. And, you know, and even the CDC does state that children who have same-sex attraction are at even higher risk than their heterosexual peers. So so, you know, I've bridged this gap with some of the LGBTQ community, letting them know your children are at greater risk if you continue this. And many of them, their faces softened, and they began to understand. Because in my 10 years in working with the LGBTQ community, I know many of them have been sexually abused as well.
Right.
And so they understood that right. this was dangerous. And so not all of them are supporting this. So I try to bridge a gap that way. Other people are saying, well, what about children? You know, Monica, you know, you are advocating for strengthening families, but what about those children who don't have families? What about those children who've been abused and are in foster care systems? And I made this argument as well, because I worked with children who've been abused. I was a house parent, and I took care of them in their shelter that they lived in. And I read their histories of how they had been treated and how they had been abused. And so I let them know, okay, so these children, you know, we acknowledge that children who have strong families are protected and they're safe, and we want the same thing for children who've been abused. So why would we then expose them to graphic sex education, confusing them further?
Right.
Because it's going to give them an idea that what happened to them when they were abused is now normal. And what we need to do with children who've been abused is protect them and protect their innocence and let them feel and let them be children.
Yeah.
So there's all these, you know, and they don't have an argument for that either. But I'll tell you this. Here's what I want to say to parents, though. It's so important not only that we engage with our schools and with our legislators and to change policy. And we're doing that. Many people, you know, we saw that in Loudoun County, that people, the parents are really getting in there. We're starting to elect conservative people to protect our children and start changing our education system. Step one. But really important is how we're educating our children at home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because, Pastor Greg, we can work so hard today to change policies and to protect our children in the public school system. But if we're not educating our children and they're being indoctrinated by the culture,
yep.
those children are going to grow up and change and undo the very laws that we implemented to protect them. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing that our children are changing with the culture
right.
because we've allowed the culture to be the dominating voice.
And let me just jump in and say this. As a pastor, I challenge pastors out there, start preaching messages pertinent to what is actually happening in our culture. Start talking about these issues. Start talking about the role of dad, the role of mom. Start talking about how important it is biblically to build this family structure and to have that God foundation in your family. It's critical. Without that, we do lose the culture. And you said something very important, and that is, this is a call of God on Monica's life. We need to all answer our call. Back after this. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically-based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.